This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You might have seen a big blue bus rocking around central Queensland at the moment.
Yeah, a picture of our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, slapped on the side of it.
Absolutely, and we are very, very lucky to be joined on the phone now by Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Prime Minister.
Well, it's great to be rolling in here to Rocky, and we'll be down in Gladstone later today as well. So it's great to be here in central Queensland, and we've got 800 million reasons for being here, announcing that the Ring Road project today, which is going to be tremendous for central Queensland.
Was going to be my first question, Mr. Prime Minister. Can you explain to us?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it.
Can you explain to us exactly what you are bringing to Rockhampton?
Well, this is the Ring Road project in Rockhampton. It's about a $1 billion project. We're going to put in 80% of the money. It's going to get rid of 18 sets of traffic lights. It's going to ensure that we're able to connect up the agricultural sector, and it takes the big trucks out of the centre of Rockhampton, which is good for, you know, mums and dads driving their kids around Rockhampton and just getting about their daily business. But it's going to mean, you know, hundreds and hundreds of jobs. But it's going to just be a massive investment in boosting the economy here in regional Queensland, which is tremendous for jobs and for young families who are moving here and living here. It says you've got a big future here in central Queensland. And I get it. I'm up here listening. I've heard what people have said. Michelle Landry has been championing this project, and I've heard what Michelle's got to say, and we're going to back it in.
Now, do you think, obviously, this has been met with a lot of positive reaction from a lot of people here in CQ, but have you heard from anyone that's concerned that now that a lot of business through town's going to be lost, like petrol stations, motels? Has that concern been raised to you at the moment?
Well, that'll be all part of the planning that now gets underway to ensure it takes the right route and does all of these things. But that's an issue that's commonly raised when you do these types of projects around the country. And the experience is it's the reverse. It actually revitalises the towns. I mean, when you get the big trucks, you know, off your main roads and your main streets, it's not that pleasant sitting there having a coffee while they're rolling by. And so it actually works the other way. It actually revitalises and lets the town be the town. And it grow and expand, and the jobs that come, I mean, it's all good. I mean, it's just all good.
Now, Mr. Prime Minister, you said you were going to be in Gladstone this afternoon. Is there any $800 million projects you're going to be announcing for the Gladstone region as well?
No, I'm down there. I'm visiting the Boyne Aluminium Smelter, and obviously electricity, power prices, these sorts of things are very important for jobs in Gladstone. And I'll be down there with Kenny O'Dowd, and we'll be visiting the Boyne Aluminium Smelter, and I'll be taking some briefings, having a good look around there. I'm just there to listen there this afternoon and get a good first-hand understanding of what their challenges are. I mean, that's what I'm like. It doesn't matter what portfolio I've had in the past, I've got to get there and I've got to get on the ground and I've got to, you know, hold the dirt in my hands, or I've got to, you know, put my hands on the panels or the buttons or whatever, you know, they're doing there to really get it in terms of, you know, what their issues are.
Now, I do give a bit of a warning. They're probably going to want you to stick around because they're always looking for more workers. So just be careful, because if they
might stick you in orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, if they give you a contract, maybe just be careful. But now,
maybe they'll make me a good offer. Who knows?
It is great to see a Prime Minister in central Queensland. It's the first time Prime Minister's come to Gladstone since, I think it was about 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And we did want to focus on something. We've noticed, obviously, your bus that's coming through all of Queensland at the moment. There's a signature on the side. Now, is it ScoMo? Like, we understand that there's the nicknames going in the media at the moment. Is that something you've just gone, you know what, I'm going to own this. Mr. Prime Minister, I'm Scott Morrison, but I'm ScoMo.
Have you always been called ScoMo?
They've been calling me that for years and years. I mean, some people are just getting to know me now, and some people in the media too, and they think it's just sort of turned up in the last 6 months. Well, it's rubbish. It's been around for years. I mean, I still sign, you know, if I'm going for a bank loan or something like that, with my formal signature, and if I'm signing official papers, yeah. But I mean, I've been signing that way on, you know, for things for people that ask me that, you know, can you sign this bottle of wine, or can you sign this photo or something like that. When I used to do budgets, if people would give me budget papers to sign, I'd just sign it ScoMo, because you can't read my other signature.
And then they can't hack into your bank accounts either.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win.
Well, there you go. That's a good tip. I hadn't thought of that. There you go. Well, you're looking after me. Good on you, Tim.
And just before we go, Mr. Prime Minister, I have one final question. Now, I'm sure that you might actually struggle with this now that you are the Prime Minister of our country, but next week I'm taking Jess, my co-host, on a camping trip.
Are we really asking the Prime Minister about this?
Yeah, and I was just wondering, were you a big camper? Because obviously I don't think you could do too much of it now.
I was much younger. In fact, I'm in Rocky today, and when I first came to Rocky, it was after I finished high school. and me and a whole bunch of mates drove up here in a very old Kingswood, and we went and stayed at, on Great Keppel. We didn't actually, the resort was running back then, but we could afford that, so we just we camped on the beach in a tent, and we were there for about a week or two, I think. And we did the big road trip all the way up here. And I did enjoy that when I was younger. But these days, I don't get the opportunity so much. And I got two girls, 9 and 11. The youngest one probably wouldn't mind a camp out. But Jen and I went for a camping trip many years ago. And we got caught in the rain and we got washed out. And we just went.
The one day it rains in Queensland and it got you.
This is that again. Yeah, that was up around in northern New South Wales at the time, where it does tend to rain a bit. So
this is the thing that I was concerned about. Yeah. Mr. Prime Minister, because Tim wants to take me camping, and the only camping experience I've ever had, there was a giant pool of water in my tent. So I'm not looking forward to it. But if Great Keppel Island's good enough for the Prime Minister, it's good enough for me. Yeah.
You're not better than the Prime Minister, Jess. So if it's good enough for Scott Morrison,
add Keppel to the list, Tim.
All right. Well,
the last camping I think I did was when I trekked up in Papua New Guinea. I trekked Kokoda many years ago, which was great. And the last one I did was up in the northern part of Papua New Guinea, what's called the Black Cat Track, which is where in 1943 the Australian diggers fought with the Americans and pushed the Japanese back out of the northern part of Papua New Guinea. And we went on about a 6-day trek through there, and so spent a fair bit of time in a tent then. So I'm not a stranger to it. So you'll be right, Jess. You look after
there
it.
There you go,
worry.
Jess. You'll be right. Scott. The official advice from our Prime Minister. We really appreciate you speaking to us, Mr. Prime Minister, and thank you so much. It seems like you're bringing some great stuff here to Central Queensland.
All good. ScoMo out. Cheers.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.